This is Ozarks at Large. Ben Corbett, an assistant professor of voice and speech in the University of Arkansas's theater department, is directing the new Arkansas Accent and Dialect Project. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, he's seeking diverse native Arkansan research subjects of all ages and backgrounds to interview on the record.
My name is Ben Corbett. I'm a designated Linklater voice teacher and a certified Koliani speech instructor. I'm an assistant professor of voice and acting at the University of Arkansas, and I am new to this area. I just started back in August.
A Tulsa, Oklahoma native, Ben Corbett has several degrees in drama. He's taught at a half dozen colleges and universities. His vocal coaching credits include both Shakespearean and contemporary theater across the country. And at the University of Arkansas, where he's now teaching, he's initiated research based on an affinity he's developing for the Arkansas brogue.
So I decided to initiate the Arkansas Accent Project so I would learn about the people of this area.
Corbett is keenly interested in regional dialects and accents, how they evolve, how they're disrupted, and how to preserve them.
Because we're living in the time of Facebook, the time of YouTube, the time of phones, especially the time of earbuds, I find that our accents are becoming all the same, because we have such immediate access from accents across the country. And so I find individual regional accents, people are either endeavoring to drop or they're not being given them.
In late October, Corbett issued a press release asking Native Arkansans of all ethnicities and cultures to come by and visit with him as research subjects on the record. So far, 24 have responded.
What I'm doing is, my thought is, first off, I'd like to interview as many different people as I can. It'll be an ongoing project, and archive them along with the International Dialects of English Archive.
He picked the International Dialects of English Archive as a repository created in 1998. It's the first digital online archive of primary source recordings of English language dialects and accents from around the world. The free website features over 1,500 samples from 100 countries and territories.
So that these can be maintained and also analyzed with my scholarly commentary about vowels and consonants and diphthongs and just where the person is.
He's especially seeking culturally and ethnically diverse subjects, aiming for one person from each of Arkansas's 75 counties.
It may not be an Arkansas accent that I recognize, but that doesn't mean it's not a native Arkansas accent.
And Corbett is documenting certain regional distinctions.
For example, I know a strong accent with how they say the word Arkansas. If I end that word Arkansas with the vowels in father, the accent tends to be relatively light, Arkansas. But for people with stronger accents, they turn that vowel, that ah, into aw, as in the word fall, ball. So there's Arkansas, but there's Arkansas. And when I hear Arkansas, again, which is fine, I know that I am ready for a very authentic, strong Arkansas accent.
Corbett's findings will contribute to a growing body of linguistic research, which is informing other fields, for example, psychology, philosophy, education, language teaching, sociology, anthropology, computer science, even artificial intelligence. But he, being an actor, wants to also apply it creatively.
I'd like to present my research like that, the Voice and Speech Trainer Association, to let the country, the world know, hey, this is what's going on in this part of America. But I know I want to turn it into some kind of theatrical event.
And Corbett seeks to illuminate the Southern drawl.
Southerners tend to lengthen their vowels. And also they tend, I'm speaking very broadly, to drop the second vowel in a diphthong. By the way, the diphthong is two vowels together to make one vowel, like I, oi, o. So, for example, hi comes ha, plane, plane, toy, toy. And that, even our ears pick up and go, you're from the South, because Southerners are used to dropping that second vowel. Also, sometimes Southerners lengthen one vowel so much, which is fine, that they'll actually add a y sound in the middle of it called a yod. So cans, like cans of beans, cans can become cans or cayens. It's that lengthening that I think makes a recognizable Southern accent.
As for Corbett's native Oklahoma accent?
I can let my soft palate flatten, and I start getting Oklahoma twang. This starts to become Oklahoma cowboy. Hey, how are you? What's going on? Now, this I started to get into the southern Oklahoma where both my family's from. This isn't quite eastern Oklahoma. But if I relax that and let my jaw relax, I will start to get an eastern Oklahoma accent. It means the soft palate becomes more flat. And when the soft palate becomes more flat, vibrations go into my nose. And you get the archetypal cowboy accent. Can you hear me do it? However, when I let my soft palate fly up, maybe suggest the Ozark Hills, but the back of my tongue comes up, then we start getting into something more here. Hey, how are you? What's going on? And you don't get the shh, the hey, what's going on? It's not as nasal. It's just a little bit more tight. It's a little bit more airy. And it's also, there's a little bit more cloud cover in my accent. Can you hear that? Because you are used to the mountains and I'm used to the flat country. Can you hear that difference? The Arkansas accent in general, I'm finding it is not really, at least in Northwest Arkansas, it's not really a twang. And that's what I'm finding out so far.
Corbett welcomes all queries about his project.
You may email me at bensmith, bensmith, at uark.edu. I am in Kemble Hall. I'm on the sixth floor, which is where the main theater office is. It's office 623. It helps if you email me and we set a time ahead first. So help. Fridays are best for me, and we can talk.
The Arkansas Accent and Dialect Project, which began in August, has no schedule end date for now. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.